Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
All right, Dan Patrick Show community, I'm about to make your holidays even happier. Get the Epson EcoTank cartridge-free printer because you know what's not festive? Cartridge conniptions, those panicked freakouts that happen when those pricey ink cartridges run out of ink at the worst time possible, like when you're halfway through printing your holiday cards. With Epson EcoTank, you can kiss those expensive cartridges goodbye. This printer has big ink tanks and comes with a ridiculous amount of ink. So just fill and chill all season long. Now that's Mary. Epson EcoTank. Learn more at Epson.com/Dan Patrick.
This episode is brought to you by Dexcom. The key to living your best life is about spending more time in range. And that starts with Dexcom. Dexcom G6 is a discrete wearable device that monitors your levels and sends glucose readings to your phone every 5 minutes. So you can keep your glucose in range. No more finger sticking or scanning. Don't let diabetes get in your way. Visit Dexcom.com. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry everything to you. Along with Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb, and welcome in. Next 3 hours, we got you covered. Eric Mangini will join us in about 25 minutes as we'll get you ready for a very, very interesting weekend in the National Football League. And we still don't know half of these guys, who are they going to play? But Rob, I think, and I don't want to say like the sports world is rocked, right? Like John Madden, honestly, had been pretty much, I think, out of the minds of most NFL fans in terms of watching football for a long time, right? It's been a minute since he broadcast a game. That said, between the Madden documentary, which came out
Christmas Day,
right? And the fact that, you know, kids still play Madden. When John Madden dies at the age of 85, it's one of those moments where I do think that our job, and this is where it's hard to be, and I've been really young in this job. When you started in this job a long time ago.
I was 22 years old at the Daily News in New York, Doug, 1986, so I've been around for a minute.
Right, but the point is, it's really hard when you're young, and I think I was fortunate when I was a kid that my dad was, whether or not his history and his recollection, remember, it's part of it is me parroting what I heard from my dad for a long time, as well as what I read. But it's really hard when you're in your 20s and you're a broadcaster to give true perspective on it. I have enough perspective on Madden. And I know, and again, part of it is me and, you know, like my entire life, I grew up playing the video game. Matter of fact, I actually talked about it yesterday on my own show, which was, I can't compete with my son right now in Madden. My son's 12 and he does the practice stuff some, but I can't even get to halftime without wanting to shut the game off.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's
I'm of the age where I've never played Madden ever. I've never even touched the thing.
Of the versions of it, I've played all but maybe one or two, right?
Wow.
Where there's one or two. And I used to, when I first got into broadcasting, I'm in my mid-20s. I'm 26 years old, whatever. I used to play it. I used to get it when it first came out. And one of the things it was good for was updating on who was where.
Right.
Obviously, you know all the big guys, but you got to know all the defensive players. And before I had kids, I would sit around and play video games. And one of the things I would convince myself of is if I could play every team, it would help me with my recollection of who was on what team.
Right.
I didn't like to, you know, go through every roster any other way. That one just worked for me. And the last couple of years, they've had the live updating of rosters and other information. So it's even better. But John Madden dies last night at the age of 85. And you and I, we had the same thought, which was, what was yours?
Was that nobody really knows what a great coach he was. And we all know about the broadcast and the four networks. And I remember him with what I consider the best broadcasting team. And maybe it's just because I was a kid and more impressionable, you know, but Pat Summerall and John Madden on CBS, that to me was the standard. You know, like those two guys doing football, and obviously they moved over to Fox, and then he worked with Al Michaels, who's a great broadcaster as well. But I always think of John Madden and Pat Summerall. But this dude was an unbelievable coach, a young coach. You know, we talk about the Sean McVays or whatever. John Madden was that guy at 32. He was. And the difference is John Madden was great for his 10 years as a coach with the Raiders and won a Super Bowl, had a winning, never had a losing record and made the playoffs 8 out of 10, has the highest winning percentage of any coach in NFL history that has at least 100 games coached. I mean, he was truly dynamic. And when I think about Oakland at that time, too, Doug, he was a part, you know, Oakland is now beat up and, you know, nobody talks about Oakland and they lost their football team. They lost their basketball team.
They're going to lose their football team twice.
Exactly. They're going to lose their baseball team, probably to Las Vegas as well. And now it's a wasteland. But back in the 70s, when John Madden won the Super Bowl with the Raiders in 77, that was a sports mecca. The Warriors and Rick Barry won a championship in 75. The Oakland A's had a great team with Reggie Jackson and guys like that, Joe Rudy. And those guys won 3 World Series in a row, 72, 73, 74. Warriors won in 75, and the Raiders won in 77. So Oakland was a sports hotbed, and John Madden was a big part of that.
You know, it really, though, is amazing. It's like Madden with the video games is George Foreman with the grill.
Yep.
You know? where
something
you do in terms of an endorsement that becomes so powerful, we forget about all the other stuff. And I think, obviously, Foreman coming back and being the oldest heavyweight champion, reinvigorated the, oh yeah, he was a great boxer. But in terms of the first version of George Foreman, and he kind of totally remade himself. The one thing about Madden that's different than a George Foreman is he didn't really remake himself. He was always that guy. Like, his personality didn't change. It didn't become a TV personality. It was kind of one guy. But yes, I knew he was a great coach. I had forgotten it was at 32 he became a head coach,
right?
And the consistency of complete dominance, and whether or not it was a different era or how much you want to credit Al Davis or whatever, he was great in everything he did, right? He was great as a coach. He was great as a broadcaster, and he was great as a endorser. He was a very, very unique guy who, The video game helped him stay relevant
and the story about that, right, was the guys who invented it waited outside the press entrance or whatever and said that they wanted to put his name on it. Like, it's not people, he didn't invent it or anything. They just you mentioned the George Foreman grill. They offered that to wrestler? Oh my God. Hulk Hogan first. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was offered to him. He wasn't interested in it, and can you imagine kicking himself later? And it was just, hey, you want to put your name on this grill? And then they sold a gazillion grills, you know, like, and George Foreman made a ton of money. They had to wind up making a deal with him because of the amount of money he was making off of it.
You know, that reminds me of when we were at the other place. You know, a good friend of mine, you know, John Anderson, Sports Center.
Sure,
you remember he did Wipeout. But yep. the story that Scott Van Pelt had told when he used to have a radio show was, maybe Russillo told this story, was they called Van Pelt first, right, and offered him Wipeout. And he was like, it kind of sounds like a Japanese game show, sort of. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's exactly what it's going to be like, you know, going to be silly like that. He's like, yeah, I'm going to pass. I mean, right. John Anderson is going to go out to his mailbox for the rest of his life and get a healthy check from that show Wipeout.
No doubt. That's sometimes when people pass up stuff, like even Hulk Hogan, you're doing, and all due respect, but you're a fake wrestler. Like, oh, a grill,
yes,
is beneath
you. It also speaks to just how big those guys were, right? Like, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I flew cross country. I was probably about my son's age, 11 or 12. And I had my late uncle, he lived in Stamford, Connecticut, and I spent winter break with him one year, with him and his family. And I remember getting on a plane, and it was, you know, you're like a junior, say, like, walkie to the gate, whatever. I'd flown plenty. And Hulk Hogan was on our plane in first class. And you would have thought the Pope or Jesus or the President of the United States, you know, was getting on the plane. Like, that's how big Hulk Hogan was. So, yes, I agree. And Hogan's, there's another interesting one or whatever. But, yes, guys pass on stuff all the time.
Yep.
You know? And then there's other guys that never pass on anything.
No. We know those guys as well. They're on everything. I mean, Shaq's on everything. I mean, how many endorsements?
But now Shaq's deal is Shaq takes equity. That's his deal. Don't pay me. Or if you're going to pay me a little bit, pay me less.
Right.
But give me some equity.
And
that's how he's built
everything.
Brilliant. He's built up his empire that way.
No doubt. But John Madden was a and when you talk about coaches, like great coaches in the history of the NFL, his name never comes up. Like, never. It's about Bill Belichick, Vince Lombardi, of course. Who else am I thinking?
I don't know if Lombardi comes up. I think the modern era of football, it's just like, it's like basketball.
Well, the trophy.
You know,
we don't say
Red Auerbach's name.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. Maybe,
you know,
maybe
I just.
But I guess I hear his name more because of the trophy. You know what I mean? Like, his name is still out there, and you're right. Probably
his name's on a stadium. His name's
people.
On a stadium as well, right?
Right.
I mean, it's on a stadium. I'm trying to, the Lambeau, why did I say Lombardi? That was,
that was
a major brain.
But the trophy, right.
Yes, the Lombardi Award. I think NFL films, although I'm not sure how much NFL films is going to affect kids anymore. Like, they just don't watch, like, they'll watch, I don't know if that's what we've kind of changed in how what football is about. Part of what made NFL films so great, and what made the Hank Strams, and what made was, you know, some of the Lombardi stuff, whatever, is that that was the only one that was the first, that was like the first mic'd up type of stuff. That was the only insight. But you didn't have anything else the rest of the week. Right? No. Now you have everybody covers the NFL all the time. There's shows and a network completely dedicated to the NFL. So your thirst for NFL, your thirst for what really goes on was there, and now you don't have it as much. But
right. Like, if you think about it, just talking about that aspect, for most, and people probably can't, you know, believe it, but the only time we saw games out of our market or not our home teams, Doug, was on Monday Night Football when Howard Cosell did the highlights around the entire league. It was must-see TV. That was the only way you could see the Rams or the 49ers highlights or anything outside of, and me growing up in New York, you know, Jets or Giants stuff was on Monday Night Football. And it was must-see. It was just not the same now where you have access to everything. And you could be a fan of any team because you could actually see. Back then, if you lived in New York, for the most part, you were a New York fan, right? Because you just didn't have access to the other teams or information that you would need to be a fan.
Well, it's interesting. You know, this is Howard Cosell. I used to do that when I was a kid. You know, announce my own games when I was shooting outside. But you know, when you grew up in Southern California, and my dad was a New Yorker, so he's a Giant fan. There used to be sports bars where you could go and get the Giants games, or you had to get that. You had to go get the big satellite dish. And one of the things I think most people don't understand, because they didn't live in Los Angeles for the last 25 years before, when there was 20 years when there's no NFL team, is it actually was kind of a breath of fresh air, because a lot of people were not Raider fans, right? There's Raiders are still the most popular team in LA. Okay. And I grew up in Orange County where the Rams played, but they weren't super popular because most people were from somewhere else. So when they moved away in the early 90s, the NFL wasn't as popular as it is now. And I know you're not talking about the 70s and 80s.
No, it wasn't. The largest market didn't have a football team for 20
years. But I actually think it helped grow the popularity in LA because you had the best games on. You had two games on in every window.
Right, I know what you're saying.
So people were like, well, how come the Chargers go? Because so many people or their parents moved here from a different place and they were fans of that place. But also, you got to watch all the good games. So the reason there's so many Steeler fans in Los Angeles is not just because people from Pennsylvania moved out to California. It's because the Steelers were good for the most part for 20 years. So all of their games were on in Southern California. Right. That's kind of the magic to it. Was there's lots of football fans. They're just not football fans of the Chargers, who are a rival, you know, or the Rams, who, even though they won in St. Louis, they weren't really popular. And so it's different. But getting back to it, John Madden dies at the age of 85. And as Rob pointed out, that was the only thing I tweeted about, was his record. Like there's some McVay to it because he was so young.
Yeah.
There's some Rex Ryan. He was Rex Ryan before Rex Ryan in terms of the quotes and how, you know, you couldn't wait to hear what he was going to say before or after the game. And then the consistency of excellence brings you thoughts of whether it's a Belichick or, you know, pick the guy who's been able to go a decade where he not only didn't have a, it wasn't, you almost undersell it when you say he didn't have a losing season. He didn't have close to a losing season.
Right.
That's how good the guy was.
I would take him over Bill Belichick, and only from this standpoint. Bill Belichick obviously coached even way longer and has had won six championships, but you know, when you really, if you're honest and you look through Bill Belichick's career, it's checkered. It's, there's no way around it. You can't look at it. He had the biggest fine of any NFL coach ever for Spygate. There's all these allegations and things swirling around the organization. It's the
looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Reason, and people say, well, everybody hates the Patriots because they win too much. I get that, right? People always hated the Yankees and teams that won, but there's something where you just can't feel good about it. Like another shoe is going to drop at some point. And when you talk about the Patriots and their run, and you talk to the St. Louis Rams when they lost the Super Bowl, they swear up and down that the Patriots knew their plays, and there's just an element of cheating there where you talk about John Madden. There's none of that. There's just, this guy was a damn good football coach and he won. So I know,
I'll push back on some of that upcoming in the show, but let's get to this. Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Carson Wentz, by the way, right now out with COVID, but still has a chance to play on Sunday. And you know, with all the Madden talk, something is changing. It started with the CDC, that's changing in sports and is going to have a dramatic effect on this weekend, on this period in sports. We'll get to it next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode is brought to you by CVS. Too tired, too hungry, too little time. Too often, we let excuses get in the way of our wellness. Well, not anymore. CVS wants to help you start living healthier with hundreds of trusted wellness support products. And from now through January 29, get $15 in extra bucks rewards when you spend $45 on select vitamins, supplements, and more. CVS. Healthier happens together. Shop in-store or online at CVS.com.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together, so you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's begin Eric Mangini, who joins us. Of course,
Eric Mangini, you mean?
He's a former head coach of the Jets and the Browns. By the way, Eric, just so you know, we start by talking about John Madden and how ridiculously successful he was as a coach. Yet, because of the power of the video game, I don't know if that story is told enough. Obviously, now with him passing away at 85, as a guy who was a head coach at a very young age in the NFL, when you hear the name John Madden, what do you think?
Well, it's so interesting that you bring up the video game, because my kids only know Madden from the video game, and it's been such a big part of them learning football. And I think it's been a big part of so many people learning football, whether it's exposure to the plays or the coverages or the classic teams where they get to learn about some of the greatest players of all time. That's been great for anybody who wants to learn more about it. I was recently doing an interview in Australia, and they asked me a way that Australians could learn more about football, and I brought up Madden. For me, too, it goes back to being a kid, because I remember I was very young when he was coaching for the Raiders, but I remember those teams and his presence. And my older brother Scott loved the Raiders at the time, but I remember more sitting with my dad and watching games and hearing him talk about what John Madden meant as a sportscaster and the way that he taught the game and what that meant to my dad to be able to learn football from someone like that. It was different than the way that he talked about anybody else. And I think that's what he did so well. You hear about what he did as a coach and as a broadcaster, and it all goes back to teaching and being able to take what can be very complicated at times and create it or put it in a platform that's much more easily digestible and then that much more enjoyable for everybody who's doing it.
Eric, when you look at, and people, of course, will read the obit and start to do a little research on their own and read, but when you look at his coaching career, 10 years, a Super Bowl, hired at 32 years old, never came close to a losing season, made the playoffs 8 times out of 10 years. I mean, it's phenomenal, and he has the highest winning percentage of any coach in their career with a minimum of 100 games coached. He's got to be ranked as one of the greatest coaches who coached in the NFL, but his name hardly ever comes up.
Yeah, and I imagine because, you know, there's a little bit of hesitation. I know some playoff appearances where maybe they weren't as successful as people had anticipated them to be, but his record is incredible. And remember the type of teams that he was winning with, they were talented, but they weren't your traditional teams. They had a lot of challenging personalities, and they had a lot of different characters, and that was the identity of the Raiders. And it's hard as a coach to get everybody on the same page when you have a lot of guys who are very similar to each other. And then when you've got a lot of big personalities, to be able to do that the way that he did it, that's impressive. It's impressive to win that much. It's impressive to win with the types of teams that he had. And then remember, Al Davis was a gigantic personality too, and very involved. So he had to navigate through the hands-on owner before there were really a lot of hands-on owners.
Eric Mangini, our guest here on the Dan Patrick Show with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. All right, let's get to the actual play on the football field. Has the league figured out Mac Jones?
I don't think that's a fair assessment. You got to give Mac Jones a ton of credit for what he's been able to do as a rookie, and we lose track of that. We see a bunch of veteran quarterbacks throughout the course of the year where they go through their ups and downs, most notably Patrick Mahomes. I mean, here's a guy who's incredibly accomplished, and he struggled through points of the season. It's not figured out. I do think that more people are playing tight man-to-man coverage and pressuring, which is something that he struggled with early in the season, and I think is probably the way that you have to go until they can make people pay for doing that. Right now, if you play a lot of zone coverage, you don't put a lot of pressure on him, he's going to make the right reads. He's going to get the ball to the right place. He's going to throw a catchable ball. And when you play that tight coverage and now you're pressuring, especially up the middle, because he's not a mobile guy, he's got to make quicker decisions. He's got to make throws into tighter coverage. And I think that's harder. And the way you typically talk people out of that is you throw the ball deep and you get some big plays, and now the risk-reward isn't as great. So that's something to me that he has to do a better job with, or it's like sharks to blood. It just keeps coming and the volume increases dramatically.
Does he have it, Eric? Does he have it in him? Does he have it in him?
Yeah, look, the way that he's navigated through this and the way that he's been able to operate really at a high efficiency level for where he is in his development, it's impressive. That's hard to do, and he's done it well. So do I think he can figure out ways to keep improving? Yeah, I think he should continue to improve, and he's in such a good system for his skill set, they're going to find answers.
Eric, a couple of weeks ago, it seemed like the narrative was Tom Brady, 44 years old, going to win an MVP, unbelievable, and Aaron Rodgers appears to have overtaken Tom Brady in that race. How surprised are you that, considering the first game of the year, Aaron Rodgers was terrible, the Packers got demolished by the Saints, to where he is with a chance of winning a back-to-back MVP at his age?
Well, I would say the first game of the season was more surprising than the fact that he has a chance to win back-to-back MVPs. And you look at the Packers overall, there's not really one offensive or defensive category where they're knocking it out of the park. I mean, they're kind of middle of the road in a lot of those categories. And the difference is him and his presence. Forget about what he can do, you know, athletically and competitively. He's had a very calming presence on that team. Now, you couldn't say that going in, you know, when we looked at the offseason last year, but since he's been back on the field, it's one of those things where with Tom Brady in New England, you could come off on the sideline. You knew as long as you had Tom, you had a chance. And you just had to hold up your end of the bargain, and he was going to figure out a way to win it when he got the ball back. It's like that with Aaron. I'm sure there's a collective understanding and confidence that as long as we do generally what we need to do, Aaron's going to be the difference in the game.
Eric Mangini is our guest. Another team you obviously used to coach was the Browns. What do they do long-term with Baker? And I do think that the idea of getting rid of him at the end of this year is really hard. Obviously, you got the fifth-year option they picked up. But how do you think they navigate through his desires for a contract extension, the fact that other extensions, and they have that fifth-year option hanging out there?
Well, they don't need to do anything. They can go into next year with the fifth-year option. And even after the fifth-year option, you could potentially franchise them and you get into a little bit of a Kirk Cousins-type situation where you pay as you go. And Washington didn't have a conviction on Kirk, and I don't know if Minnesota, looking back, would say that what they did in terms of free agency and bringing him in and paying what they did, whether they think that's a plus decision, a minus decision. But you have some time to see whether or not you're going to make another jump with Baker, whether this is where he is. But the frustrating thing to me with him is I thought he showed a lot of maturity in the offseason in terms of not getting into fights with people in the media, not talking about things that have no significance whatsoever. And then, what was it, last week where he's bringing up there's internal issues that people don't know about. Like, well, I don't get that. There's no reason for that. There's no reason to deflect your performance or try to deflect it onto something, some mysterious in-house problem. Like, that stuff to me gets old. It gets old quick. And I'm sure frustrating from an organizational standpoint.
Eric, there's a job opening in Jacksonville. Are you interested in being a head coach again?
Look, I think that everybody's interested in being a head coach again.
No, I wanted to ask you, give you a chance to just help some people if they want to know. And I do want to know, would it be fair to say that hiring a college coach is probably not going to be on their slate after what happened with Urban Meyer down there?
The college game, the pro game is dramatically different. And I think we see that pretty much every year, every other year. It takes time to transition into this game versus what you're having in college. Yeah, I would say they should probably go with someone with a pro background. I'd probably go the coordinator route. My pick would be Brian Daboll from Buffalo. I think what he's done.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Josh Allen has been impressive. He shows that he can develop young talent.
And what about Jim Caldwell, who was with the Lions and got them to the playoffs and got unceremoniously dumped in Detroit?
Yeah, I think Jim is another really good option as well. You know, Trent Baalke is going to have a very strong hand in every decision that's made there from a personnel perspective. So whoever you bring in has to be willing to work in that context. You know, Jim Caldwell got a rough deal, and to see him get an opportunity like that, I think would be great.
Eric, what happens in Las Vegas now with Mayock?
Yeah, that's a good question, because you don't really know how much pull he had. Did he control the draft and John controlled free agency? Did they share those roles? He didn't have final say. So how many of these draft picks can you say, okay, they're his draft picks? And I don't know that. Hopefully the owner knows that and can assess him based on what what he actually did. Now, he set up the draft board, I'm sure, and he set the table for a lot of things, but without knowing what are those decisions, good and bad, he really controlled, it's tough to assess him as the GM. I would think that they probably clean house and
start over.
You know, go with a new administration. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Eric. Hey, I'm coming to Cleveland for the All-Star game. Don't duck me this time when I come to Cleveland.
Rob, I will be happy to have you over and entertain you and hear you badmouth Tom Brady for 14 hours in a row.
All right, I can't
that
wait.
That should be your New Year's resolution, Rob. That should be your New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution to let that one die.
Let that one go.
That's not. If that's the hill you want to die on, consider yourself deceased, and we'll send you back. Eric, happy New Year! Thanks for joining us.
20 years.
Yeah, we'll talk soon, my man. Stay well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Along with Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Hope you're getting ready for it. We hope will be a great couple of days in college football, right? Where we have New Year's Eve, Friday, back-to-back games, the national semifinals. We hope goes off without a hitch. Yesterday, we had the Holiday Bowl canceled. It was day of, right? It was going to be played last night. They're like, yeah, UCLA, by the way, we had COVID. We're out. So all kinds of bizarre stuff. We'll get to the NFL things. Carson Wentz is on the COVID list. The change in the quarantine rules. We got to get to all that. Rob, I want to get to the NBA, though, first to start this hour. So last night, the Lakers get a hard-fought win over the Houston Rockets. Now, the Houston Rockets.
And it was hard-fought. It was not easy.
Yes, and it was not exactly a defensive virtuoso from either teams. LeBron was fabulous. He has a triple-double. Russell Westbrook has a triple-double. Westbrook had a triple-double, nearly had a quadruple-double with seven turnovers. A couple of weird ones where he just, like, dribbled the ball off his legs. But, if people are on him about his three-point shooting, he makes both threes. He shoots a good percentage.
What is it, Doug? He's been missing a lot of bunnies and stuff right around the basket.
The truth is, if you look at Russell Westbrook's career, he's not a great finisher. Okay. He's never been a great finisher. It's one of the things. The misconceptions about Russell Westbrook from people who don't look at the analytics to it or don't watch him on a daily basis is, though he technically plays hard, he's got, like all of us, little defensive ADD. He's not a great consistent defender. He's not one of the. And especially now with four knee surgeries in at this point, just because you're athletic and you'll get after it doesn't make you a great defender on a possession-by-possession basis. So a wildly overrated in terms of fans' thoughts on how good defensively he is. Like, if I were to, Ricky Rubio hurt his knee last night. But if you were to ask somebody on the street, hey, who's a better defensive player, Ricky Rubio or Russell Westbrook? Would anybody say Ricky Rubio?
No.
Okay, Ricky Rubio, by all accounts, ask anybody in the NBA, look at any of the numbers, is one of the better defensive guards in the league. it's really, really interesting. The other part is that while he's clearly a below average shooter, He's also a below average finisher, despite the fact he has ridiculous athleticism, even at this point in his career. He's just not, he's not close to Kyrie Irving as a finisher. He's not close to some of the elite guards. And so I honestly think it's the stage in which he's playing, because we're paying more attention, and some of it's gotten a little bit worse. He went through a kind of a bad, you start losing your confidence a little bit. People start questioning you, but honestly, throughout his career, he hasn't been a good finisher. So it shouldn't be a surprise to people. It just is, because we didn't watch him in Oklahoma City. Definitely,
yeah, you don't
in
watch
DC.
Him every night. And now, no. You know, I live in Los Angeles, so I'm watching, you know, the Laker games often. And the other night against Brooklyn, you remember the rim blocked his dunk attempt at the basket at the end. And I've just seen him blow layups and things that should go down for a player of his caliber. So,
yes,
I've
yes,
seen him
I would agree. But the story that came out of it was, and LeBron started at the five last night, obviously.
Oh, yeah, he was a center. He was Kareem last night, no?
He was Kareem last night. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote a recent essay on Substack criticizing LeBron for a meme on Instagram with three Spider-Men pointing to each other as cold, flu, COVID, right? So everybody's seen that Spider-Man meme when there's two Spider-Mans pointing to each other. There's one with three, which is cold, flu, COVID, as if they're the same thing.
Right. And LeBron said, help me out, folks, right? That's what he wrote.
Right. Help me out. Okay. So we'll get to that in a second. Let me first, this is LeBron's response to Kareem criticizing him. No, I don't have a response to Kareem at all. If you saw the post, if you read the tag, you know I'm literally asking, help me out. Help me figure it all out, because I'm trying to figure this pandemic out. We're all trying to figure out COVID and the new strain and the flu. I think people forgot about the flu. People like totally forgot about the flu during this times. Like, it's still going around. It's flu season, so people have forgot about the flu. People forgot about common colds. That happens, especially with our kids in school. My daughter is the first grade, so all these kids are getting the common colds and getting the flu, and I don't have a response to Kareem, not at all. That is the worst word salad I've ever heard.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. It means he totally backed down. Oh, no, that's the book report that you didn't actually read the book.
Right. Well, you don't.
And then you wrote it and you're like, what did you write? You're like, well, you know what happened was I didn't know. What? Dude, are we all, does LeBron think we're all idiots?
I think people of his status think they can say anything, and people are just going to accept it or not approach or not push back or question it. When you're putting those three things together as if they're the same, as people are going to hospitals and people are dying and whatnot, I just think I think Kareem was right to say, dude, you can't just be putting out this misinformation and acting as if it's all the same.
Correct.
That the flu is not the same as a common cold, and neither is COVID. Can you go to the hospitals? Can you talk to medical people? He's trying to figure what out? Like, what part as our lives have changed for the last 2 years? I've lost friends. I'm sure he's lost some people.
So, like I said, there's over 800,000 people have died.
I just don't write
from COVID. And look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we should all. I am absolutely not saying we should lock down like we did going back a year
in the beginning,
and a half,
right? Because we really didn't know, though. Right?
No, of course. Well, we did know, right? We did, or epidemiologists did know. And a lot of people still died. And the feeling is that, yes, people still died, but a lot more people would have died. And the hospitals would be overrun had we not shut things down almost 2 years ago.
Doug, how about if LeBron asked Carl Anthony Towns?
Yes, call it.
Six family members.
This is the bigger point is this, and I said this about Aaron Rodgers, and I'll say it about LeBron, okay? These guys are so powerful, okay, that instead of asking the world, which is not really, by the way, if you tweet that out, you're not asking people, I don't understand the difference, you know, like bringing it to, no, you're not.
You're being flip and saying that it's the same.
No, you're saying it's the same thing. You're actually siding with people who are saying it's the same as the, you're siding with the Clay Travises of the world, okay, who would get laughed out of any room. I'm not a scientist either. Like, I'm not. I don't propose to be. I don't purport to be.
They know so more than what we I actually know, did whether was, we want to believe when
people
it
say,
or not.
When people say, well, people die from the flu. Actually, they don't actually have a true calculation of how many people die from the flu. There's a scientific calculation that spits out that number. And while there's no question there were people, especially early on, and people even now, who will die from COVID, that COVID attached to something else that had a high morbidity rate. You know,
right. That triggers something else.
No question. But there are hundreds of thousands of people that have died from COVID. It has ravaged the entire world. It is a pandemic. Okay. So, but here's my thing. Like, if LeBron really wanted to ask the question, all he has to do is text Rich Paul, hey man, can you get me Fauci's number? Get me whomever's number.
He can get to those people, right?
No
he
question.
Can actually,
he's
LeBron,
one text away.
Fauci will pick up the phone and say, LeBron, this is what's going on.
Yes.
We need you to, if you're going to talk about it, man, let people know. And
it's not just his responsibility, but there's a word that I won't use because I don't want to get fired, but every dude would use some sort of word to it where it's the old say it with your chest. Like, you're going to put a meme out there and then pretend like it's something that it's not.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. Why even do that? And then when you get called out on it, then you're going to act like what I'd have more respect if you just wanted to go out there and say something.
Why not just say what the meme meant, which
right.
is, hey, I don't think this variant is any different.
I don't think
than
it's a
flu.
Big deal. Or
I don't think it's
not,
a big
right.
deal.
Right.
My point is this variant. And there'll be more people that agree with him. Now, it doesn't make him right. Okay. It doesn't make him right because, again, there's a dramatic difference in it. You know, there's a dramatic difference in it. But so many of us, like, I'll be totally honest with you. I went and, you know, obviously the vaccines, and you had people who originally said you're not going to get it if you take the vaccine. I didn't realize if you have the flu, I don't get flu shots, but my kids have always gotten flu shots. I didn't realize that if you're an adult, like the flu shots are only like 56% effective, right? And what it does is it lessens the symptoms. There's a lot
right.
to it that it's actually similar. I didn't know that that's how all vaccines work. I thought most vaccines, you get the shot and you're done. You're inoculated. It means you don't get it. That's not actually how it, I had no idea.
Right.
And obviously this is different. It's not a live virus. Like, I didn't know. You know why? Because I'm not a scientist.
Right. And we don't know that stuff. I've never had a flu shot as well, but I didn't hesitate to take the vaccination for this because I want to protect myself. I saw people get sick and lost people. And I didn't know, you know, I'm seeing all these numbers and all these people. I want to protect myself. I'm going to not roll the dice with my life. And I've said before, and I know it sounds mean, but it just surprises me that people who don't believe in science and don't believe in the medical people, that when they get sick, the first thing they do is run to a hospital.
Well, the hypocrisy of it, no question.
It doesn't even make any sense.
The better one is when they use. We do, but honestly, Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, for Dan the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We kind of do this in everything in life, right? We don't use the whole Bible. We just use the parts of the Bible that
work
for
us. Right.
We don't use the whole Constitution. We just use the one
freedom
amendment,
of speech. I should be able to say anything I want at work.
That's not actually. Aaron Rodgers did that one yesterday with McAfee, whatever. It's not actually how it works, right? But I love that with the science, right? They use the scientific data and go like, well, it's just like the flu. And then when the numbers are overwhelmingly different, like, yeah, that's not really how it is. Suddenly they don't use the science or they've been vaccinated with the MMR. Like, everyone is vaccinated against measles, mumps and rubella. Right. We all got the polio vaccine.
I was a kid. I was born in the 60s. You know how bad it was for kids and what kids used to get, the mumps and the measles and all that other stuff, polio.
No, I don't. And I don't know, because we don't know it, because everybody got bad. Vaccinated.
Right. Everybody couldn't go to school.
I'll
right?
take that vaccine. This one, nah. Now you're like, well, it was done quickly. Right. Like, yeah, they actually developed it for a long time. And it's one of the reasons that it's less effective is because they had to do it rather quickly. The point is more. But this isn't about this is not vaccine talk.
Right.
OK, well, I don't want to do vaccine talk. I don't want to. And neither of us do. That's the least entertaining form of sports radio ever. What it is LeBron, you want to talk about backing down and going, well, no, I don't have response. But it's about colds and common colds and my daughter's in, like, he went the, I'm a dad, my daughter's in first grade, please don't attack me anymore because I'm a dad, my daughter's in first grade.
Right. No, and I give Kareem credit. Kareem has not shied away from, he wrote a column I read about Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's passionate about this. And he's been a spokesman for people getting vaccinated and trying to take care of themselves and to dispel the misinformation that's out there. And you know this, Doug. You go on, if you want to Google something and watch some well-produced video that tells you that, you know, this is Bill Gates wanting to make money off of every shot that's given or whatever it is. I mean, you'll watch these videos and they're so slick. And they're so, you know, and you don't know where they came from, who put them together, but they look like they're real.
Yes, remember this is a 5G. There was a 5G conspiracy as well, right? This is only occurring in 5G countries. No, that's not actually how it works. Look. Here's the Charles Barkley, who I think we both love and adore as a dude. He's the real deal as a guy.
I covered the guy as a player, man. He's the same. He was awesome back then, Doug, in the 80s when I was covering the NBA.
But the whole ad campaign of I'm not a role model, it was a joke. Of course you're a role model.
Whether you want to be or not.
And LeBron, in so many of the things he does, has been a positive role model. Okay? But if you want people to follow you, you have to lead better than this. You know, you have to take ownership of it. And it's one of the things that LeBron's never really done. And this does mirror his career. Even now, when things aren't right, it's, hey, you know, LeBron's still scoring. Look at LeBron. He's still scoring. He's you know, LeBron's scoring points. So he's not the problem. Like, okay.
Had a 5-game losing streak as he was scoring those points.
And he was playing.
Winning.
And he was playing.
Right.
Right? He was playing. Granted, Anthony Davis not playing. Russell Westbrook.
But him and Westbrook, that's not good enough to beat some of these teams that they've lost to?
At this point in their career, no. Apparently not. But again, the critique is over the overall age. Even the critique of the roster. You don't think LeBron had the roster run by him?
Exactly. Like, and it's the oldest roster in the NBA, and right. people are surprised that they don't want to play defense.
Buddies. Well, right. You recruited LeBron's buddies. Now, I don't think that – I do think some of the decisions are Pelinka, but I definitely think there's a Rich Paul, LeBron James, hey, we got to run it by him sort of thing. But there's no – he's not taking any sort of responsibility, which mirrors this meme, which is a mistake, right? It's – you put it out there, and it's LeBron James who usually would align with people who are ardent supporters of the vaccine. But he did this last year where he didn't. I don't want to say if I'm vaccinated. Like, yes, absolutely, you should.
Right.
You know, if you're a leader, you want to lead people. During a pandemic is the time when you actually find out who's a leader. And a leader goes like, yes, I got vaccinated.
Just
and
like,
the time
you know
got
what?
The booster shot. Or like this is where, and look, if we're critical of Aaron Rodgers for lying about it, like, why aren't we critical of LeBron James
right.
for lying about what he put out there?
And the thing
that's disinformation, what he just put out there.
That's exactly what it is, and that's what you have to fight against, because there's people going to take that and run with it and think that it's the gospel.
Yes.
And it reminded me of when people, you know, made Kyrie like he was Muhammad Ali on his stance, which is fine. He has a right to do whatever he wants. But then when people try to tell people that Muhammad Ali did PSAs for taking a vaccination, you know, back in the day, then all of a sudden that narrative changed. You know what I mean? Like they made it like, oh yeah, he's like Muhammad Ali. He's not going to buck to the system. No. Muhammad Ali actually endorsed vaccinations when it was ravaging people and a disease was, and he stood up for it. So I think people are misguided. It's unfortunate that it's become this, and we're not leaving this thing to the people who know more about it than we do.
Right. I think that's probably the best part. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, Dan and Patrick show. That's probably the best part is like, look, I don't purport to know any more about anything than LeBron or anybody else. But I also know that I have a far more limited follower. I wouldn't do that. And if I did, I would at least own it or say, you know, it's a mistake. I probably shouldn't have done that. But instead, he gave the middle response was, well, I don't have a response, but yeah, people have forgotten about the cold and the flu, and my daughter's in first grade, and kids have the cold and the flu.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.